I support the Second Amendment. I purchased a gun when I was a young man. I've been a hunter pretty much all my life.
Can I get me a hunting license here?
I'm not a big game hunter. I made it very clear. I've always been, if you will, a rodent and rabbit hunter. All right, small varmints, if you will.
You better say your prayers, you flea-bitten varmint.
Now back to Monday Night Talk with your host Kevin Tachi, 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. And, of course, we want to thank Grace Ross, who was in studio with one of the co-founders of Massachusetts Alliance Against Predatory Lending, and, of course, Brockton City Councilor Jay Stewart for being our guest last half hour. And we kind of shift gears here, figuratively speaking, as we have an event, I believe, that's coming up April 6th, which is, I think, about 2 weeks away, not only to help the folks who are part of the Abington PAC 11 Cub Scouts, but also those wrestling fans in the area who love the sport itself. We have joining us right now Sheldon Goldberg, who has been here previously. He's not a first-timer. He's not a newcomer. And I believe you brought somebody with you. Who'd you bring with you, Sheldon?
I did. I brought NECW star Johnny Thunder, a great veteran of the squared circle, top contender.
This is like a guy who should be wearing the belt.
A genuinely good human being. Well, you never know. You never know.
I think he shows very good taste, Sheldon. And I think he's right. A guy who should be wearing the belt.
Ooh, I see that. Maybe we have...
I'm wearing a belt right now, too, only it's holding up my pants, but that's another story for another...
Bazinga.
Yes.
Talk to us about New England Championship Wrestling.
All right. Well, we've been around since 2000, and we run events throughout the area. Thursday night, April 4th, we're going to be debuting on broadcast television. If you are not familiar with us and have not seen us before... we will be debuting on broadcast television Thursday nights, 12:30 a.m. on WMFP-TV, channel 62.
How cool is that?
That's very cool.
How much hard work went into that? And do we get to see Johnny Thunder? Do we get to see him?
You will see Johnny Thunder, yes.
Really?
And when you see Johnny Thunder, the ratings are going to go through the roof.
Really?
Guarantee it.
Okay.
That's why I keep him close to me. This is, you know, hopefully some of it rubs off, you know.
This sounds like a big step for NECW.
Not the first time we've been on television, but okay. This is the first time we've actually been on broadcast television. In 2010, we were on Comcast On Demand for a year. This is a big step forward because it is broadcast television. It has a much greater penetration in our local area, and we're looking forward to it. So, been a long time coming.
Now, tell me about doing stuff. I know this isn't the only local thing that you guys are doing. Abington is one, but I thought I saw something on either your Facebook or on the website that you guys do a lot of shows like this to benefit a lot of the local groups. Tell me about that.
We do a number of shows a year that benefit local groups. We, in the interest of engaging our local audience and helping good local causes, we partner with different organizations at different times to help them raise funds. And we also do regular events on a regular basis. We do at least one or two events a month, sometimes more. I think that number is going to increase as time goes on now that we're on television and more people can see us. But it's part of being a company like this is to be community-based. So helping out good causes in a community is part of what we're all about. So,
talk about the recognition of stars like Johnny Thunder. Tell me some of the stars that you have that you know what, not only being here in the South Shore area, but also now being on TV is going to kind of help guys like Johnny when he's out at the supermarket, somebody run up and get an autograph, or maybe if he's a heel, maybe kind of give him a little bit of the business.
Well, he sort of changed his ways recently.
Yeah.
He's now the darling of the fans, which is...
Really?
He had it in him all the time.
Now, how did that happen? I mean, he's got to have some kind of an ongoing beef with somebody who is maybe not in favor with the fans. Is that what it was, or...
Well, I think what happened was, you know, winning meant everything to me, and I kind of do it any way that I possibly could. And I ran into a guy, Antonio the Thomas Promise, or the Promise Thomas, and he actually is he's been to the big dance in our business, and for that the man has all my respect, and I wanted to give him that. I didn't want to try to cheat, you know, to win the title. You know, I've earned every single belt that I've ever won in my career, and I didn't want to, you know, stop, you know, earning my title here at NECW. I wanted to win it fair and square, and you go up against a guy like him, and with all his credentials, you want to give him your best, you know. So I could have thumbed him in the eye. I could have clocked him with a chair. Heck, I had him right where I wanted him. I could have hit him with the belt, and I didn't.
Wow.
And that 1 second that I waited and I delayed cost me. But, you know, there'll be another time and a place for me and him to put on a classic, and I look forward to it.
Now, where is he on this? Is he going to be a part of this April 6th
yes.
show?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do we get a rematch of the same particular, or do you play another role in this?
Well, I think you've had your spot as the top contender, I basically lost that title fair and square. So,
what's that feel like to have it and then no longer have it?
Well, to be in that position to almost win the title is. It's huge, and it was a big letdown. I'm not going to lie. You know, I wanted that title more than anything. Mm. It's, you know, I've said from the very, very beginning, you know, I've won the heavyweight title in every company that I've ever worked for, and, you know, this is one of the more prestigious companies that I've worked for and it's been around, and, you know, Sheldon is probably one of the greatest, you know, wrestling historians that there is out there, and, you know, for that, I wanted to win that belt fair and square, and I didn't. So now I got to kind of start all over again, and, climb my way back up, and this time I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it the right way instead of cheating and, you know, taking the shortcut. You know, I'm going to win fair and square and out-wrestle every single person that I get there.
What is it about wrestling that you love? What is it about this form of sport, entertainment, whatever folks may want to call it? What is it about it that keeps you doing it?
It keeps me doing it. It's all I've ever wanted to do. I remember being 7 years old and going to Madison Square Garden on a monthly basis, you know, dragging my poor mother to New York City to go watch the wrestling events where, you know, Bob Backlund was champion. Ah. And it's, you know, I mean, that
chicken wing.
Oh, it made me want to do this, and it's all I've ever wanted to do. So, you know, and I love to perform. I love performing in front of a live crowd. It's something about, you know, being passionate about this. And, you know, I've always said, you know, it's, you know, I think we're every bit as the major leagues as anybody that's on television right now. I've always said you don't need, you know, a fancy 60-foot Titantron and pyrotechnics. And when that bell rings, there's not anything that anybody in our company does that's any different than in the show, in the big show. So. It's for me, it's the performance. You know, I like to give back to the community and do things with kids and, you know, in the communities and, you know, be, you know, have a positive influence, you know, and I think wrestling, you know, is a positive influence, and it's probably one of the oldest forms of entertainment that there is. So, I love to bring that to schools and to, you know, bingo halls and high schools and, you know, give back, you know, let my passion shine through and entertain the people.
Would you say that you have a company full of guys like Johnny Thunder?
I sure do, yeah. Yeah, it's been an interesting close to 13 years promoting New England Championship Wrestling. We've had so many talents over the years, people that have gone on to wrestle all over the world in WWE and TNA, in Japan, in Mexico, in Europe. It's gratifying to see some of these guys who, you know, come through the door with, you know, a gym bag and a dream and, you know, see them touch the brass ring. I get a great deal of satisfaction out of being some peripheral part of that. So, and also, you know, being a wrestling fan, being a lifelong wrestling fan, to see other fans come and get a great night's entertainment and bring their kids and, you know, let them experience the, you know, the magic that is professional wrestling, it's a gratifying thing, you know.
We are speaking with Sheldon Goldberg and Johnny Thunder of New England Championship Wrestling, and they got a big event coming up on April 6th. I believe bell time is at 7 p.m. Abington High School.
Yes.
Why? What is it about that venue? What was the choosing behind that?
Well, actually, what happened was the Abington Pac-11 Cub Scouts came to us. Joe Matarazzo, who used to do commentary with me on the NECW television shows, Joe's son was involved in the Cub Scouts, and said, "Gee, you know that this is, you know, these people need money. Mm. You know, all organizations like this need money. That's a story that's universal."
Sure.
And he felt that we were in a position to do something to really help out. This is the second year in a row that we've done this event. I was here last year with you talking about this event. The first time we did it, it was hugely successful. Raised enough money to defer most of the cost for the kids in the scouting program in Abington.
Wow.
So, and you know, I was a Cub Scout when I was a kid. You know, scouting's great, and it's a great thing for children, a great thing for the community, and it's something that we wanted to support. And one of our family had a personal connection to it, and we helped Pac-11 raised thousands of dollars last year, and we're looking forward to doing that again. And it's money that's going to go for a good cause for kids, and you know that's where we wanted to be.
Okay. Give us some of the details. I know that you're looking to sell maybe some tickets in advance. There'll be tickets at the door, possibly.
Yes. Tickets are $12 in advance, $15 at the door. Kids 12 and under are just $10. You can get them on our website at necw.tv.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'll indulge me, I do have a phone number.
Oh, please do.
Call
yeah,
for tickets, which is...
Next 15 minutes are yours and Johnny.
There you go. 1-800-838-3006 is the number. It's toll-free. You can call anytime, day or night. And you're supporting a good cause, and you're going to have a lot of fun doing it.
I have to ask you, and that is you got to tell me what some of the... I know Johnny's on the card, but
yes.
what is some of the... Some of the other things that can entice folks give me a rundown of the card.
All right. Well, we've got in our main event, it's a six-man tag team match, the NECW Tag Team Champions. The Sure Thing, Mark Sherman, and superstar Scotty Slade team with the Monster Apocalypse. And they're going to take on the team of Mikey Webb, Nick Fahrenheit, and the seven-foot-tall Giant Pharaoh.
Really?
Yes.
Who some big guys. Huh?
Yes.
He's very tall.
Very tall, yes.
And I'm vertically challenged, and he's very tall. So, you know, there's a story right there.
that could work at an advantage at certain times.
He's a big guy.
Every guy, you don't want him to get his mitts on you.
No, I'd run around to get him nice and tired and then trip him up and go from there. So a guy like that, you kind of have to get him off his feet. When he's off his feet and he's on his back, he's the same size as you are, and... You know, but again, I hope I don't have to.
Getting him off his feet, though, is the trick.
Yeah, that's the trick.
That's the trick.
So,
right.
Again, thankfully, as of this point, the Pharaoh and I are pretty good buddies.
Okay. Good thing to note. As you were saying.
He's a good buddy of mine, too.
Well,
he's coming over for Seder tomorrow night, too, so, you know.
Well, very cool. Who else is on the
card? Who else has a Pharaoh at their Seder?
Not many.
Right. Anyway, also on the card. Some of the people who will be appearing, World Women's Wrestling Champion Alexis Nevea will be there. The return of a very popular wrestler who hasn't been in our company in a number of months. His name is Dalton Castle. Dalton Castle is known as the Party Peacock.
Really?
And when he is not wrestling, he is the drive time DJ at the number one rock station in Albany, New York.
Ooh.
So a very
interesting
guy.
So he's kind of moonlighting, huh?
Yeah, and a great wrestler. A great, great wrestler, great amateur background, someone that I think, should he want to continue to pursue professional wrestling, is someone that I think is destined for bigger and better things. A young man from New York named Justin Carino will be returning to NECW, actually appearing for the first time in NECW. Many more stars. Going to be a great time.
So. A lot of your stars, are they regional guys? Are they guys from this region, or do you have guys who span across the country?
We have people that come from everywhere. We have a guy. He's not
parts unknown
in Abington. He's not going to be in Abington on the 6th, but one of our regulars is a young man by the name of Jeremy Prophet, who is due for big things. He drives in from Canada.
Goodness.
Every month just to work here. And he's going to do big things, in my opinion.
That's dedication right there. That's the real tough enough. that, not being handed anything, driving 2, 3, 4, 5, sometimes maybe up to 8 to 10 hours to do a wrestling event where you're actually wrestling for about 10 minutes. That's passion, and you can't put a price on that. I always tell people, if you're not in this business, you really can't understand, what drives us to do what we do.
That's actually the attraction for me. That is so compelling to me, of what guys like Johnny Thunder and all the rest of our roster, both men and women, do to do this. That's a very compelling proposition to me, and I felt that I was in a position in my life when I started doing this that I was looking for a different type of a challenge. I was a lifelong fan. I had a background producing theater and television, so I felt that I had some skills to bring to the table. Here I am, 12 and a half years later, I'm still doing this and having a lot of fun. So.
Talk to us about the storylines. We got any particular storylines that maybe somebody who's going might want to follow that might be of interest?
Well, in our main event, there's a big feud going on right now between our tag team champions, Slade and Sherman, who won the titles from Webb and Fahrenheit by dubious means. And Webb and Fahrenheit had a rematch last Friday night in Randolph, Massachusetts. They were just about to pull the trigger and get the big win. When the champions decided we've had enough of this, they decided to take a walk, walked out, took the count out. They keep the belts, though they lost the match. So 6-man tag, the challengers looking for some retribution. They're going to get a rematch somewhere down the line, but everyone wants to see the Pharaoh. It's been a long time since.
Maybe a no disqualification match?
Might come down the line,
I just can't believe someone could be that underhanded and cheat like that. I can't imagine doing something like that.
Come on, Johnny. How long have you followed some of the stars before you were in the squared circle doing what you do? I mean...
It's only cheating if you get caught. Ooh. Remember that. Look, I just because I want to out-wrestle people instead of cheat doesn't mean that I've gone soft.
Okay.
I mean, I'll still thumb you in the eye. I have no problem doing that, but after I thumb you in the eye, I'll put you in some kind of wrestling hold.
Do you have a series of finishing moves, or do you just have, or is there one that's your signature?
To be honest with you, I don't really live by the I have one big signature, finishing move. I like to think that anybody who's in that ring with me can expect to get put on their back at any time with any move.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I've always liked to be. That's how back in the day, that's how Bob Backlund was. Before his infamous chicken wing became effective, and Sheldon, you're being the wrestling historian you are, Backlund really never won any matches.
I'm just old enough to remember all this stuff.
I mean that with all kindness, but one with every kind of different pinning combination you could pin a guy with, won his matches with submissions, won his matches with different pinning combinations. And I kind of like to follow that kind of model. Like, you never know when it's coming. You could get planted with a move, and that might be it.
Expect the unexpected.
Yeah. I mean, hey, the other night we wrestled, and I wrestled a veteran who's been in the ring almost about as long as me, in Bo Douglas. And you know what? He was very, very, very good. And, I thought I was sneaky when I cheated. He was very, very good. But you know what? He made a mistake, and he got caught. And one quick move, boom, he was on his face, and then I pinned him. So, it could come from anywhere. And
who are some of the guys that you would say were heroes that you watched growing up, whether it was watching some of their techniques or some of their tactics that they didn't get caught at? And maybe it's part of your arsenal today.
Well, I was a big Bret Hart fan. Bret Hart is probably one of my favorite professional wrestlers. I always thought he represented. I always thought Bret was everything that a champion should be. He never treated the belt like it was a prop. That belt meant everything to him, and it.
So you must have been heartbroken during the screw job then.
Well, I was also a Shawn Michaels fan too.
Oh,
so,
no.
With Shawn, I liked the performance I love the showmanship, and you know, the risk taking that he would take in the ring. But I think performance wise, I think he was the greatest performer that ever wrestled, I think. But Bret Hart was always my favorite, and a guy that I tried to pattern my style after would be Bret Hart.
I got to ask you, Sheldon. I mean, is there anybody that sticks out in your mind that you've watching wrestling over the years of following the sport? Anybody who sticks out that you still remember that will always be your favorite?
Well, you know, my all-time favorite was Bruno Sammartino.
I was going to guess that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I grew up in this area, so...
Same here.
You know, I was the man. When I started watching wrestling, which was the 60s and 70s, yeah. Bruno was the man.
He was.
And he was at that
time. So Larry Zbysko took him out.
You know, it was... Yeah, it's interesting because back in that era, yeah. Some of the best athletes in sports, you had... NFL players that wrestled in the offseason, people like Ernie Ladd and Wahoo McDaniels, yeah. That became big stars in pro wrestling.
Yeah. You had Steve McMichaels.
Danny Hodge, who was one of the great amateur wrestlers ever. In fact, they named the Hodge Trophy, which is the highest accolade, kind of like the Heisman Trophy for amateur wrestling,
right.
Is named after him. He was a pro wrestler. So you had guys back in the day who were legitimately some of the greatest athletes on the face of the planet who were in pro wrestling. So,
and is there any better storyline ever? I think, and you know, I'll put this out there to anybody who's listening out there in Radio Land right now: is there any better storyline that was ever done than Bruno Sammartino and Larry Zbysko?
Yeah, the legend killer.
I mean, to me, I can still watch that match over and over again, and it still makes me feel the same way I did the first time I watched it when he turned on Bruno.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's wrestling. Yeah. That's what our business is all about.
But see, having a cool turn like that is always something that you want to captivate the audience.
Right.
Go, why did he do that? Why would you want to do that when you were going down the right path?
You're absolutely right. And I was actually one of the people that was at Shea Stadium, and I remember it was August 9th, 1980, Shea Stadium, New York, and he wrestled. Zbysko in the steel cage.
Yep.
And it was like, you know, that was the culmination of everything. You know, it was, you know, everything that Zbysko had put him through and done to him. And I remember at the very, very end, Zbysko actually wound up raising his hand at the very, very end of the match, signifying that, you know, okay, you know, you're the man. And, you know, I was always hooked from there. You know what I mean? It was, you know, wrestling was in my blood, and it was just something that I've always wanted to do.
Now, is this something that you're hoping maybe your kids will might want to follow?
My son thinks he's Randy Orton. He's probably about 3.5 feet shorter than Randy Orton, but he thinks he's Randy Orton. So, so anybody that, you know, that comes near him or wants to get close to him or goes in to give him a hug is bound to get RKO'd.
Very nice. Well, looking at, I mean, we're sitting here talking about, you know, stuff that happened back, you know, what, 30, 40 years ago.
Right.
Looking at some of the guys in the past 10 years, anybody that you guys are kind of watching and following as they've kind of grown in the sport?
I really like Orton. I think he's really, really, I mean, for a big guy, I think he's gifted. Mm. I think he throws the nicest drop kick I think I've ever seen. I mean, for a guy 6'3", 6'4", to get up in the air like he does, standing vertical is an achievement. And the fact that he can hit somebody 7 feet tall with it in the face is pretty damn
fantastic.
Good.
Fantastic.
I'm also a very huge Daniel Bryan fan. I think, you know, being a smaller guy in the wrestling business...
I can catch you saying no, 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 and yes, yes, yes at a particular time or no.
You know, I just love the fact that, again, an underdog, you know, not the prototypical WWE, you know, cookie cutter looking guy goes in there and does as well as he does, I think is phenomenal. I like him and I like Ziggler, great performer. You know, I look for big things from him. I think I like following those guys. They're very, very good. And, you know, Punk is always very good.
Punk has come a long way. I mean, from he was kind of the clean cut guy.
Yeah, he has come a long way. You know, he's evolved. Mm. But I think when you talk work rate, I think he's, you know, He's really, really good. And I can't say enough about John Cena. And you know what? And I know he gets ragged on by a lot of people.
Massachusetts product, right?
But you have to look at what John Cena does outside the ring.
There's a lot of charitable work.
And you know, I think that, to me, you know, well, I mean, for his what people may think that he can't do in the ring, I think he more than makes up for what he does outside the ring and what he does for that company. So
he's a superb athlete, superb person. He wrestled for us once before he became famous.
Really?
Yes. There's a long list of people who have come through our company. Our current champion, Antonio Thomas, used to wrestle in WWE. He was one half of a tag team called the Heartthrobs.
Okay.
Kofi Kingston wrestled for NECW at one time. Beth Phoenix, who just retired, she wrestled in New England Championship Wrestling before she hit it big.
How proud are you of that? How proud are you guys of that?
I'm proud of them. Mm. I just feel fortunate that I was able to have any contact with those individuals, you know, on their way towards their destiny.
I like the fact that they were all independent wrestlers that, you know, understand what it's like to be an independent wrestler. Mm. That were they were never spoon-fed a contract. They were never, you know, boosted right up to the top because they were a former professional athlete. Mm. These are guys like myself and like everybody on that NECW roster that have driven 8 to 10 hours a show to either not get paid or get paid $20, or they did it because they love this business. And these are the people right now that are on top in the WWE. So for that, it makes it all worth it.
Basically, what I'm hearing from you is you know what, you guys are paying your dues is what it's all about. And most of the time, it's not necessarily paying your dues. It's you're doing something that you love.
Yeah. Well, exactly. In this industry, too, it's, you know, I've been wrestling for 15 years. And, you know, I still think if you come into it, you know, wrestling as long as I have and still think that you know everything, you know, you're sadly mistaken.
You have the last word. If folks want to get out to this event, April 6th.
All right. Come to NECW.TV online. You'll get all the details. You can buy tickets on that website.
Okay.
It's at the Abington High School, 201 Glenowitz Way in Abington. 7 p.m. is the bell time, Saturday night, April 6th. It's for the Abington Pac-11 Cub Scouts. Make sure you come down. Great time, great cause. NECW on Plum TV, April 4th, Thursday night, 12:30 a.m. Watch it. Watch it every week.
Sheldon, Johnny, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
It's another Monday Night Talk in the books. Have a great evening.